today's news.
Hello, welcome to Old News, the programme and podcast which looks at news stories of the day through the papers of yesterday. Ramsey Cottage Hospital this week, that wonderful facility in the north of the island, been in the news recently again. It does crop up quite often, and the latest report was that there were no intentions for it to be closed down or have its use changed. I thought I'd have a look back through the papers and see how it features over the years. Not a fair amount, as it turns out. The Examiner, Saturday, October the 19th, 1907. Ramsey Cottage Hospital, another handsome donation, we're told. A donation of £100 to the funds of the Ramsey Cottage Hospital was on Sunday received by the Reverend W. Bradbury of Hebron through St. Olaf's Church. In a letter accompanying the gift, Mr. Bradbury says, "In sending help to that noble enterprise, the Ramsey Cottage Hospital, I wanted to relieve the anxiety of such worthy men as the High Bailiff or Rector of Bride and others. I feel also how much praise I owe to God for giving me such a house as Hebron, and who daily loadeth us with such benefits." You wouldn't get writing like that in the Examiner today, I think. If we skip forward to 1925, Friday, August the 28th, in the Examiner, we're told the Sarah Jane Osborne Ward. Interesting ceremony at Ramsey Cottage Hospital. A very interesting, and to anyone who takes the trouble to dwell on the work done by hospitals, sacred ceremony was performed at the Ramsey Cottage Hospital on Wednesday, when His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor performed the laying of the foundation of the new Sarah Jane Osborne Children's Ward, which has been provided through a generous bequest of the late Mrs. Sarah Jane Osborne, formerly Cowell, a native of Ramsey, whom bequeathed certain funds for charitable purposes in the island. Her executor, Mr. James Buchanan of Sydney, Australia, where Mrs. Osborne spent the latter years of her life, selected this form of philanthropy as carrying out the desires of the generous benefactor. Mr. Buchanan, after visiting the island and conferring with the Attorney General, Mr. R. B. Moore, appointed His Honour Deemster Lamoth, the Speaker, Mr. G. F. Clucas, J.P., and Mr. J. L. Goldie Taubman, J.P., C.P., as his attorneys on the island, to carry out this work. The ward is to cost £3,500, and with additional nurses' accommodation, will total £5,000. The hospital, since opening in 1907, has ministered to 1,321 patients. That's pretty impressive, wasn't it? 1907, the official opening. In the Ramsey Courier of Friday, August the 13th, 1937, we read of the Ramsey Cottage Hospital opening of new extension. As already announced in these columns, His Excellency the Lieutenant Governor has kindly consented to perform the opening ceremony in connection with the new extension of the Ramsey Cottage Hospital on Tuesday the 24th inst at 3:15 p.m. It is hoped that His Excellency will be accompanied by Lady Butler, and this will be their last official visit to Ramsey before their departure from the island. It's hoped to make the occasion a memorable one. The Right Reverend the Lord Bishop will perform the dedication ceremony. At the conclusion of proceedings, afternoon tea will be provided. No formal invitations are being issued, but we are desired by the chairman and members of the hospital committee to extend a very cordial invitation to all subscribers and other persons interested in the work of the hospital to attend the ceremony and the subsequent proceedings. A little later, in the Peel City Guardian, August the 28th of the same year, 1937, we read of the opening by the Governor of the extension to the hospital in Ramsey. On Tuesday afternoon, the new operating theatre and other extensions at the Ramsey Cottage Hospital were officially opened by the Lieutenant Governor, who was accompanied by Lady Butler. The extensions were dedicated by the Lord Bishop, all went to plan then, Deemster Cowley presided. A presentation of a silver electric reading lamp was made by the contractors, the architect and the hospital committee. The chairman said that of the sum of £6,000 required for the addition, £4,250 was in hand, leaving a sum of £1,750 still to be raised. The governor, in opening, said farewell to Ramsey and the north of the island and spoke of the affection he had had for that part of the island and the people who lived there. He also complimented the committee on their work in connection with the hospital at Ramsey. Lady Butler also thanked the people of Ramsey and the North for their kindness and said she loved Ramsey, which she had visited many times. An interesting piece in the Examiner of Friday, June the 9th, 1939. Ramsey Cottage Hospital, high praise from German surgeon. The need for X-ray apparatus. Bearing in mind, this is only, a couple of months before the outbreak of World War II. Herr Bergmann, the brilliant young German surgeon whose extremely delicate operation upon Herr Goll, the BMW rider following his crash at Balaf last Friday evening, promises to save his countryman's life, has a high opinion of Ramsey Cottage Hospital. In the course of a chat with the editor of the Examiner, Herr Bergmann spoke quite enthusiastically of that institution. "The hospital is splendid," he said. "The operating room is excellent and you have got a very fine matron and sister there. Ramsey Cottage Hospital," he added, "is quite equal to the hospitals in our best cities in Germany." Not bad going. Dr. Bergmann said that in the matter of equipment, the hospital was quite good, but there were one or two instruments that could be provided to improve it. Notable was the lack of X-ray apparatus. A matter of £200 spent in additional equipment would ensure the hospital being equipped for practically any emergency, said the doctor, reiterating his praise for the personnel of the institution. His Honour, Deemster Cowley, who is chairman of the hospital committee, will probably be interested in Herr Bergmann's views, and it is nice for Miss Proctor to receive such wholehearted compliments. In 1941, Boxing Day, Friday, December the 26th, in the Examiner, "In memory of architect, the sisters of late Mr. Joseph E. Tier have given £1,000 each," a lot of money in those days, "to Nobles Hospital, Ramsey Cottage Hospital and the Jane Krukel Maternity Home, in memory of their brother, who is the architect of all of these institutions." Well, that was a lovely touch, wasn't it? And then finally, just to prove how no news is new news, and this is really old news made new, you heard the recent headline on Manx Radio about there was no closure planned for Ramsey Cottage Hospital. I refer you to a rather identical headline in the Ramsey Courier of Friday, April the 28th. "No closing or change of use contemplated at Ramsey Cottage Hospital. With regard to the report in last week's Courier of proceedings in Tynwald on the 18th of April, the chairman of the Ramsey and District Cottage Hospital informs us that it can be stated the Isle of Man Health Services Board is not contemplating either closing or changing the use of the hospital. Nor has the board, he understands, at any time considered adopting such a policy. It is hoped this will effectually dispel any possible doubts that may have been caused by the report in question." And what was the date on that? 1961. And here we are, I'll leave you to work that one out, 2025. Nigh on identical headline of possible closure being denied at Ramsey Cottage Hospital. Long may it continue. As we say, it's all old news. Until next week, cheerio. You're gonna be yesterday's news.